Grand Jazz Fest in our own backyard. This seventh annual Grand Jazz Fest, thanks to my guest. She's the founder. That's a big deal in the studio, plus entertainment and obviously those who support this great venue. Let's do the introductions. Always a pleasure. Glad you were here. Scotty Kehoe from DTE Energy Foundation. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Get to hear from you very shortly. Performer Kevin Jones. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Shelley?
I'm doing very fine. And then there's Audrey Sundstrom. I hope you're still smiling on this day that you probably wrote this on a white napkin and said, one day there's going to be a Grand Jazz Fest in Grand Rapids, and here it is. Good morning to you, Audrey.
Good morning, Shelley. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
All right. Let me have you take it away and talk about the specifics of this weekend, please.
Well, it's going to be this coming Saturday and Sunday down at Rosa Park Circle. We're going to start at noon, and we're going on Saturday and at 1 o'clock on Sunday. It's Grand Jazz Fest presented by DTE Energy Foundation for the seventh year. And we've got a great lineup. We've got 10 different bands over 2 days, family-friendly, and lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, this is, we'll call it a free event. I mean, obviously you may want to buy a pop at one of the neighboring institutions, but this is West Michigan's only free jazz.
Yes, it is. Event. It is free. It is family friendly. We also have free face painting for kids and kids at heart.
I like the kids at heart. And then there's Scotty Kehoe. Again, couldn't do this without DTE Energy Foundation. Give us a shout out, Scotty.
Well, Shelley, that's absolutely right. DTE Energy Foundation has been part of this since the inaugural year. So this is year number 7, and we're excited to be a part of it. It's really important to us to not only be present for these great family-friendly activities like this and really support the community, but it's also that economic development. You mentioned about bringing a little bit of cash to maybe enjoy a soda or maybe some dinner or lunch. And, we really like to see that economic development in the community as well.
Thank you for that. And again, looking at this Saturday and Sunday, we'll take a peek at the weather here in just a second. But in the middle of our Audrey and Scotty is Kevin Jones. And looks like Kevin Jones and 10th World take to the stage on Saturday, 3:30. Good morning to you again, Kevin.
Good morning.
Weren't you involved with the kickoff back early in the summer?
Yes, I was.
Awesome. Who's Kevin Jones?
Kevin Jones is a percussionist that has 48 years experience and played with the icons of the music industry, including Whitney Houston, the Isley Brothers, Reggie Workman, Winard Harper, Billy Harper, lots and lots and lots of people.
And there will be a Kevin Jones and 10th World, obviously sharing your talents Saturday.
Yes.
What's your style, Kevin?
We were just talking about that. It's styles. I don't like to put it in a box, but if you were to pin me down, I would say that we are music that has the harmonic and melodic qualities of jazz infused with the rhythms of the African diaspora.
Our great music director, Scott Vanderwerf, handed me a couple of CDs, so you're certainly... there you are on the front cover.
Yeah.
That was just yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just hear, obviously, a tease from the... is it Bujo?
Bujo Kevin Jones.
Kevin Jones. You want track number 2 on this? Is that your best track?
Yes, it's the shortest one.
Well, we'll listen to a minute or so. Let's just get a tease of what we're in store for. A sample of what you're in store for sure Saturday at 3:30 with Kevin Jones and 10th World, but certainly surrounded by talent you are also, Kevin. When were these CDs? I mean, these aren't your latest, or maybe they are.
Well, the latest that's out on the market We're actually in the process of finishing up a CD and writing a new CD. We're going to call it Resurrection because we're resurrecting some of the music that we've written a while ago. And some of the members, some of the old members, original members are coming back together.
Nice. All right, Scotty Kehoe. Again, that just sold me to be there Saturday, 3:30. Tease me with, I'm not going to ask for your favorites. That's not fair. But look at, share a couple of your Saturday lineups and your Sunday lineups.
Absolutely. Well, of course, we have the kickoff with the Grand Rapids Jazz Orchestra and a Grand Rapids favorite, Edie Evans Hyde. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. Along with Kevin Jones in 10th World, we have Ali Silk. We have our, just before our headliner, we have Lynn Roundtree and our headliner, Yuge Groove. And then on Sunday, we've got some really, really fun stuff. Marcus Anderson, Nelson Rangel, and Steve Oliver. So we've got a few, you know, a few really, really good ones coming up.
All right, Audrey. Again, a lot goes into this event that is finally here this weekend. Let me have you kind of spend some time bragging on what the weekend's all about.
Well, it's really about getting people to come together and for the love of jazz and kind of looking around and saying, well, there's a lot of other people that some of them are like me, some of them aren't, but we all like the same thing, and so I guess we're all a lot the same alike. So it's about community.
Give me more of a description of the weekend. Rosa Park Circle, there might be some chairs for your audience members, might not be.
It's best to bring your own chairs because with Rosa Park Circle, you know, you're going to be sitting on concrete there and it gets a little hot. So bring your own chairs. We are going to have boxed water for sale for $1 a box, and we want everybody to stay hydrated. We'll have a merchandise tent where people can get t-shirts, Grand Jazz Fest official t-shirts, CDs from the artists, and also there will be signing sessions after each set where the artists will, you know, come and sign CDs that you've purchased, or if you already own some, bring them down and they'll be happy to sign them, sometimes take some pictures. We're going to have a student band again this year, starting us off on Sunday. That's Lush, and they're West Michigan Jazz Studies students that are in their master's program. And we're also going to have Group OIA, a local group. They're going to be playing with us on Sunday. And John Gist, another local artist, saxophone player, he's going to be playing with us on Saturday as well.
And again, your headliner, can you just spend a minute?
Our headliner is Yuge Groove on Saturday night. He's a saxophone player. He's got lots of energy. He used to play with Tower of Power. He actually replaced our Richard Elliott, who was our headliner last year, was with Tower of Power. And when he left Tower of Power, Yuge Groove filled that slot. And now they're both really huge, huge artists on in their own rights. And then on Sunday, Nelson Rangel is playing with Steve Oliver. Steve Oliver is a guitarist who has he developed a synth guitar, and it's pretty cool what he can do with that. Mm-hmm. And then Nelson plays flute and sax. Mm-hmm.
And yet we've got the percussionist in the studio.
Yes.
Kevin Jones.
Well, he plays some pretty mean percussion.
Yeah. Kevin, certainly more about you. I want to take a listen with a couple minutes left that we have to another of your good works. When did you get into this business, and what brings you to this love of jazz?
Well, I got in this business. I started playing professionally when I was 13 years old. And was on tour and with a group that was opening up for the Four Tops and Eddie Kendricks and the Shy Lights and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and War and all those types of groups in the R&B, on the R&B circuit, soul circuit at that particular time. And it just went on. I went to play with the Isley Brothers when I was 20 years old. And from there, just kind of took off and went and played with 4 years with Whitney Houston. And you know, it's been a part of my life. It's what I do.
Yes. Where's home for you?
Home right now is in Grand Rapids. I moved from New York, New Jersey. I fell in love with a wonderful woman. And
she said, come on back to Grand Rapids.
She said, come to Grand Rapids. And I said, sure. And I've been very, very happy since I've been here with the community of musicians and the people here. Everybody loves me and supports me here. And it's just wonderful.
Awesome. We're listening to a track from this CD. Can you educate us as I bring you up?
Well, this CD is the live CD that we recorded some years ago at in Los Angeles, California, when we were on tour. The song you're going to listen to is Afro Blue, which is a song written by the great percussionist Mongo Santamaria. And very, very, very intense music that's on that CD.
Awesome. Tease for you, although you'll probably hear much more on behalf of our Jazz After 7. But here on the morning show, cool job you do, Kevin Jones, percussionist, founder of the band 10th World. Good luck to you on stage this Saturday.
Thank you.
Scott Akehoe, DT Energy Foundation, one more comment from you when it comes to what an opportunity this weekend.
Well, you know, I always like to say that DT Energy Foundation is honored to be a part of this, to be a part of Grand Rapids, to be part of one of the greatest events in West Michigan. But I also want to give a quick shout out to all the volunteers and the artists both. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So come out and support the volunteers, come out and support the artists, and really enjoy a great day of jazz music.
More information on how to find out about your foundation?
DTEnergy.com is the best place to go and look in communities.
Great, see you out there. All right, Audrey Sundstrom, founder of Grand Jazz Fest, give me a couple more pieces of practical advice.
Well, we've also partnered with the City of Grand Rapids with Mobile GR, and they would like you to think about your modes of transportation. You can find more information at our website, grandjazzfest.org/plan your visit.
Great. Got my t-shirt. We'll get some pictures and certainly be wearing that this weekend as well. All right. Have fun. Good that we can talk about this 7th annual Grand Jazz Fest on the grounds of Rosa Parks Circle with you, Scotty Kehoe, Kevin Jones, and Audrey Sundstrom. Take care.